with SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. The House approved legislation to avert a government shutdown hours before the deadline today, sending the bill to the Senate for consideration after a whirlwind week on Capitol Hill. With more, correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The chamber voted 366 to 34 to 1 in support of the legislation, clearing the two-thirds threshold needed for passage since GOP leadership brought the bill to the floor under the fast-track suspension of the rules process. All Democrats except one, Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett of Texas, who voted present, joined 170 Republicans in voting yes. Speaker Mike Johnson, after the vote, lauded the legislation as, quote, America First legislation because it allows us to be set up to deliver for the American people. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The package would fund the government at current levels through March 14th, extend the farm bill for 1 year, and appropriate billions of dollars in disaster relief and assistance for farmers. Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole says shutting down the government should be avoided.
None of us, or most of us, do not want to shut down the government. Not a good thing for the country.
Also at SRNnews.com, Russian missiles targeted Kiev after Ukraine fired U.S.-made missiles across the border. With more, correspondent Charles Deledesma.
At least three loud blasts were heard in Kyiv shortly before sunrise, the city administration saying later falling missile debris caused the damage and sparked fires in three districts of the capital. The attack knocked out heating to hundreds of residential buildings, over a dozen medical facilities and 30 schools and kindergartens. The Russian ministry says the strikes in response to a Ukrainian missile attack on Russia's Rostov border region earlier on Friday. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Authorities in the German city of Magdeburg say at least two people were killed and dozens injured after a car plowed into a busy Christmas market with what officials called a deliberate attack. You'll find more at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A Texas town wins a Christmas prize. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty has given Sweetwater its annual Tiny Tim Award for fighting to keep a nativity scene on display outside the local courthouse. A local atheist demanded that the creche be removed, but residents flooded a Nolan County Commissioner's meeting to defend the display, arguing it involved no taxpayer funding and did not preclude other private citizens from making their own presentations in the same location. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court will consider South Carolina's move to cut off Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood, the latest abortion-related case the justices will consider since overturning Roe v. Wade in 2022. The court's taken up an appeal from the state, agreeing to consider the legal question of whether Medicaid patients can sue over the right to choose their own qualified provider. South Carolina moved in 2018 to cut off Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood, which is the nation's single most largest abortion business. Alaska Governor Mike Dulvaney has a wish list for the incoming Trump administration.
This includes oil and gas exploration in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and reversing restrictions on logging and road building. Dunleavy has asked President-elect Trump to issue a state-specific executive order aimed at achieving those goals and others. Along with other Republican political leaders in the state, he has expressed excitement about Mr. Trump's return to the White House and sees him as being much more friendly to resource development in Alaska than President Biden. John Scott reporting.
Amazon delivery drivers and Starbucks baristas are on strike in a handful of cities as they seek to exert pressure on the two major companies to recognize them as unionized employees or to meet demands for an inaugural labor contract. Strikes during busy periods like the holidays can help unions exercise leverage during negotiations. You'll find more at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.